Are you prepared for the next earthquake? By taking action to be prepared, you can lessen the impact of an earthquake on your family. Set aside some emergency supplies and teach your family what to do at home during and after a disaster. You could be without help for up to 72 hours, so learn to cope for at least that long. Movement of the ground is seldom the actual cause of death or injury. Most casualties result from partial building collapse and falling objects and debris, like toppling chimneys, falling bricks, ceiling plaster, and light fixtures. Many of these conditions are easily preventable. Because earthquakes occur without warning, it's important to take steps now to prepare so that you know what you can do and how to respond. Constructive, protective action is possible. 1. Disaster Supplies Kit. Because you don't know where you will be when an earthquake occurs, prepare a disaster supplies kit for your home, workplace, and car. Water. Store at least 1 gallon of water per person per day and be prepared for a 72-hour period. A normally active person needs at least 0.5 gallon of water daily just for drinking. In determining adequate quantities, take the following into account. Individual needs vary depending on age, physical condition, activity, diet, and climate. Children, nursing mothers, and ill people need more water. Very hot temperatures can double the amount of water needed. A medical emergency might require more water. It is recommended that you buy commercially bottled water. Keep bottled water in its original container and do not open it until you need to use it. Also, pay attention to the expiration or use-by date. If you choose to prepare your own containers of water, you should buy airtight, food-grade water storage containers from camping supply stores. Before filling the containers, clean them with dishwashing soap and water and rinse them completely so that there is no residual soap. Water stored in your own containers should be replaced about every 6 months. Food. It's always a practical idea to keep a supply of non-perishable food on hand that can be rotated into your diet and replenished on a regular basis. Have a sufficient supply of canned or dehydrated food, powdered milk and canned juices for at least 72 hours. Dried cereals and fruits and non-salted nuts are good sources of nutrition. Keep the following points in mind. Avoid foods that will make you thirsty. Choose salt-free crackers, whole grain cereals and canned goods with high liquid content. Stock foods that do not require refrigeration, cooking, water, or special preparation. You may already have many of these on hand. Remember to include foods for infants and special dietary needs. You should also have kitchen accessories and cooking utensils, especially a manual can opener. Flashlights and spare batteries. Keep a flashlight beside your bed, at your place of work, and in your car. Do not use matches or candles after an earthquake until you are certain that no gas leaks exist. Fire extinguishers. Keep a fire extinguisher at home and in your car. Some extinguishers are good only for certain types of fires, electrical, grease, or gas. Class ABC extinguishers are designed for safe use on any type of fire. Your fire department can show you how to use an extinguisher properly. Special needs. Keep a supply of special needs items such as medications, extra eyeglasses, contact lens solutions, hearing aid batteries, items for infants, formula, diapers, bottles and pacifiers, sanitation and hygiene items, moist towelettes and toilet paper, and any items unique to your family's needs. Important papers and cash. Be sure to have a supply of cash for use if ATMs, banks and credit card systems are not operating. Also keep copies of credit and identification cards and important documents such as insurance policies and financial records. Clothes. If you live in a cold climate, you must think about warmth. You might not have heat after an earthquake. Think about your clothing and bedding supplies. Be sure to have one complete change of clothing and shoes per person. Include the following: jacket or coat, long pants, long sleeve shirt, sturdy shoes, hat, mittens or gloves and scarf, sleeping bag or warm blanket per person. 2. Earthquake hazard hunt. You can identify potential dangers in your home by conducting an earthquake hazard hunt. Foresight and common sense are all that are needed as you go from room to room and imagine what would happen in an earthquake. Some possible hazards are tall, heavy furniture that could topple, such as bookcases, china cabinets, or modular wall units. Wall heaters that could be pulled away from pipes and rupture. Appliances that could move enough to rupture gas or electrical lines. Hanging plants in heavy pots that could swing free of hooks. Heavy picture frames or mirrors over a bed. Latches on kitchen or other cabinets that will not hold the door closed during shaking. Breakables or heavy objects that are kept on high or open shelves. Flammable liquids like painting or cleaning products that would be safer in a garage or outside shed. Take steps to correct these hazards. Secure or relocate heavy items as appropriate. 3. How to ride out the earthquake. Limit your movements during an earthquake to a few steps to a nearby safe place. Stay indoors until the shaking has stopped and you are sure it is safe to leave. If you are indoors, drop, cover and hold. Take cover under a sturdy desk, table or bench or against an inside wall and hold on. If there is no desk or table near you, cover your face and head with your arms and crouch in an inside corner of the building. Stay away from glass, windows, outside doors and walls and anything that could fall, such as lighting fixtures and furniture. If you are in bed when the earthquake strikes, stay there. Hold on and protect your head with a pillow, unless you are under a heavy fixture that could fall. In that case, move to the nearest safe place. Stay inside until the shaking stops and it is safe to go outside. Most injuries during earthquakes occur when people are hit by falling objects while entering or leaving buildings. Be aware that electricity may go out or that sprinkler systems or fire alarms may turn on. Do not use elevators. If you are outdoors, stay there. Move away from buildings, trees, street lights, and utility wires. If you are in a moving car, stop as quickly as safety permits. Pull to the side of the road and stay in the car. Avoid stopping near or under buildings, trees, overpasses, and utility wires. Do not attempt to drive across bridges that have been damaged. Proceed cautiously after the earthquake has stopped, watching for road and bridge damage. If you are trapped under debris, do not light a match. Do not move about or kick up dust. Cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Tap on a pipe or wall so that rescuers can find you. Use a whistle if one is available. Shout only as a last resort. Shouting can cause you to inhale dangerous amounts of dust. 4. When the ground stops shaking, check for injuries. If anyone has stopped breathing, give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Stop any bleeding injury by applying direct pressure to the wound. Do not move seriously injured people unless they are in immediate danger of further injury. Cover injured persons with blankets to keep them warm. Keep a battery-powered radio with you so you can listen for emergency updates and news reports. Be aware of possible tsunamis if you live in a coastal area. Tsunamis are also known as seismic sea waves. When local authorities issue a tsunami warning, assume that a series of dangerous waves is on the way. Move inland to higher ground as quickly as possible. Do not use the telephone unless there is a severe injury. For more detailed emergency procedures, consult your first aid manual.